When Russ and I were living in Madison, Wisconsin in the late 70s, there was an invasion of northern owls into the Duluth area, and a lot of my friends drove up one weekend to get their lifer, boreal, great gray, and northern hawk owls. I was sick with the flu and missed the trip, but from then on, I've always associated northeastern Minnesota with incredible winter owls. When Russ earned his PhD and had a few job offers, I lobbied for the one up here because of all those owls. And I'm not the only one who equates Duluth winters with wonderful birds. Year after year, people from every state and several foreign countries come up, hiring guides or combing the Saxim Bog on their own, all in search of owls. In 1998, three men competed in a record-setting big year memorialized in the movie The Big Year. All three of them came to Duluth to get their winter owls. As digital photography and social media have grown in popularity, the fame of our owls has mushroomed. When people travel hundreds or even thousands of miles to see and photograph an owl and then spend a frigid winter day in a remote bog, they want a payoff. And more this wanting has evolved into a sense of entitlement. Now many people arrive here armed with bait, so when they do spot an owl, they can easily lure it in for close-ups and thrilling flight shots. Some birding guides use bait so their participants will get incredible instead of ordinary views, and a great many photographers do this. They use two kinds of bait, live rodents and dead or fake ones at the end of a fishing line. When they spot an owl, they toss a hapless mouse or gerbil out onto the snow or cast out a fake one and reel it in. Our winter owls are astonishingly alert. They almost always fly in instantly when they spy a rodent, reinforcing the practice. Some birders and photographers don't see a problem at all. Some have enough misgivings about the ethics of what they're doing that they're secretive about it. And some twist arguments to act as if baiting is perfectly fine, or if not, is no worse than setting out bird feeders for songbirds. Baiting owls is not at all comparable to traditional bird feeding. Americans have been offering breadcrumbs and seeds to birds since before the time of Thoreau and Emily Dickinson. Little by little, we've learned that some bird feeding practices are definitely harmful. For example, we know that wet seed in spring can provide a medium for botulism and other pathogens, that wet corn and peanuts can become contaminated with aflatoxins, and that bread does not provide enough nutrition for most birds and can encourage house sparrows, starlings, and rodents. The Cornell Lab of Ornithology, which encourages backyard bird feeding, has conducted decades of research into best practices and disseminates a huge body of accessible information far and wide to ensure that backyard bird feeding is as healthy for the birds as it is enjoyable for the people. No one has thoroughly researched any best practices with regard to owl baiting. All we have are anecdotes. Most photographers and birders who lure owls claim never to have seen any bad effects, but many others have witnessed owls hurt or killed, directly or indirectly due to baiting. And so the preponderance of data that we have right now is clearly against the practice. The Raptor Center in St. Paul, the Owl Foundation, and the Raptor Education Group, all world-class organizations with a thorough understanding of owls, are all on record opposing baiting except by licensed bird banders or to trap individual owls to remove them from dangerous situations or to bring them to a rehab facility. And the Minnesota DNR is currently crafting regulations to prohibit the practice. Tomorrow I'll talk about some of the many ways baiting hurts owls. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.